This is Time for Kids, the February 16th, 2024 edition. On the cover, we have a picture of a sleeping penguin lying on a snowbank. The title of this edition is Micronaps. Penguin parents take 10,000 tiny naps every day. What's behind this sleep strategy? I'm Jane Malucci, a volunteer reader for Chris. Page 2, News Briefs. At the top of the page is a picture of the football game. It's a Super Bowl game, the first one. The caption reads, Super Bowl I, Green Bay Elijah Paris carries the ball during the first Super Bowl on January 15, 1967. Headline, Super Bowl History. By Nick Popley for Time. The Super Bowl is America's biggest sports event. More than 100 million people tune in to watch the big game. Let's take a look at its history. There used to be two competing professional football leagues, the National Football League, NFL, and the American Football League, AFL. In 1967, they played a championship game at the end of the season. At the time, Lamar Hunt owned the AFL's Kansas City Chiefs. He'd been inspired by his children's toy Super Bowl when suggesting a name for the championship game. In 1966, he wrote to NFL Commissioner Pete Rozelle, I have kiddingly called it the Super Bowl, which obviously can be improved upon. By the time the two leagues merged in 1970, the name had stuck. Super Bowl I was held in Los Angeles, California on January 15, 1967. The NFL's Green Bay Packers won 35-10 over the Chiefs. It was the only Super Bowl in history that failed to sell out. Tickets cost around $10 to $15, about $93 in today's money. The Pittsburgh Steelers and New England Patriots are tied for the most Super Bowl wins, see Super Bowl standings. 12 teams have yet to win a Super Bowl, and 4 teams, the Detroit Lions, Cleveland Browns, Jacksonville Jaguars, and Houston Texans, have yet to appear in one. Stop and think. How can the chart be made accurate after the results of Super Bowl XXVIII are in? Which two icons need to move, and where to? On the right is a chart entitled Super Bowl Standings. It says this chart shows each team's Super Bowl wins and losses. It's accurate at press time before Super Bowl 58 on February 11th. The chart shows the wins on the left side and the losses at the bottom of the chart, and each of the team's logos is on the chart, at least those who have been involved in the Super Bowl. At the bottom it says, maybe next year. The Browns, Jaguars, Lions, and Texans have not yet played in a Super Bowl. Page 3. At the top of the page, we have dragon dancers celebrating the Chinese New Year. The caption reads, Snapshot. Dragon Days. Kids carry a dragon puppet at a parade in Barcelona, Spain, to celebrate the upcoming Lunar New Year. Each lunar year is represented by an animal or zodiac sign. This is the year of the dragon. It began on February 10. Kid of the Week, Dia Butra, 14, California. To the left is a picture of Dia standing next to a donation box. The caption reads, Dia donates food and books to help others in her community. What inspired you to do this? I started thinking about doing this toward the end of 2022, and I started in April 2023. I donated to a food drive and a book drive through the company Second Harvest. I wanted to give back to my community. My mom has been a role model for me, and I wanted to walk on her path. What challenges did you encounter during this project? Making sure I got enough donations. Reaching out to so many people to accomplish that was challenging, but I took my mom's help reaching out, and through her friends and my friends, I was able to reach my goal of donating 500 meals and at least 30 books. What did you learn from this experience? Kindness can brighten anyone's day. You don't realize that until you experience it. Don't miss the opportunity to serve your community. It could be fun and give you a sense of accomplishment. interview submitted by TFK reader Sianash Singh Bahaduria. Know a kid who's doing something cool or newsworthy? Nominate them to be a TFK Kid of the Week. Send us your suggestions at tfkeditors@time.com. Page 4. Cover story, animals. There's 3 pictures of penguins. On the top left, we have an upright penguin with his head down, dozing. The caption reads, "Standing guard. To protect their eggs from predators, chinstrap penguins must stay alert." On the right is a picture of a penguin on his belly on the top of a rock. The caption reads, "Balancing act. Chinstrap penguins balance taking time to rest with staying alert to protect their nests." And at the bottom of the page, a clutch of penguins standing on the rock sunning themselves. The caption reads, "Breeding ground. Chinstrap penguins live in Antarctica. Some travel north to King George Island to breed." Power words for this article: drowsy, adjective, sleepy, predator, noun, an animal that kills and eats other animals to survive. Page 5. Headline, Power Nappers. A new study shows the power of micronaps and how penguin parents use them to stay alive. How do you sleep? Maybe you cuddle up with a favorite blanket. You probably go to sleep in the evening and wake up hours later when it's morning. That's how most people sleep. Animals sleep too, but not all animals sleep the same way. Some spend much more time asleep than we do. Some spend much less. Some animals sleep while they're standing up or moving. A study published in November in the journal Science found that chinstrap penguins have one of the most unusual sleep styles in the animal kingdom. Instead of one long stretch of sleep, the penguins take thousands of micronaps every day. Each is only a few seconds long. That means a penguin's nap lasts only as long as the time it took you to read this sentence. Penguin protection. King George Island is about 75 miles off the coast of Antarctica. In 2019, French scientist Paul-Antoine Louburel visited the island to research the way chinstrap penguins sleep. Each November, many chinstraps gather on King George Island to breed. The male birds use stones to build nests. The females lay eggs in the nests. For the next several weeks, the parents take turns protecting the nest and heading out to sea to hunt for fish. Louburel and his team wanted to learn how the adult penguins sleep in such intense conditions. "The animals have to protect their eggs, but they also have to sleep," he told Time for Kids. So the question is, how do they sleep when they are facing such a big challenge? Louburel's team fitted 14 penguins with devices to track their brain activity for about 11 days. That way, the researchers could see when the birds were sleeping and when they were awake. What the scientists found was surprising. The penguins took up to 10,000 tiny naps every day. Each nap lasted 4 seconds on average, but together the naps added up to more than 11 hours of sleep each day. The scientists think that by sleeping in such short bursts, the penguins are able to keep watch for predators. New way to learn. Humans and other animals sometimes nod off to sleep for just a few seconds, but this only happens occasionally. Scientists were surprised to find that chinstrap penguins could spend so much time in this drowsy state. The study's findings highlight the importance of studying how wild animals sleep. Vladislav Vialovsky studies sleep at the University of Oxford in England. He says that until recently, scientists mainly studied sleep in a lab, but with new technology like the trackers used on the penguins, it's possible to learn how animals sleep in their natural habitats. Going out there in the world, where animals have to balance their need to sleep with other challenges, that is very important. Vialovsky told Time for Kids, "That can help us try to understand what is sleep really about," by Shay Mons. At the bottom of the page, to the left, is a picture of 2 otters floating on their backs, holding paws. Headline, How do they sleep? Chinstrap penguins aren't the only animals with notable sleep styles. Bottlenose dolphins shut down one side of the brain when they sleep. The other side stays awake to watch for predators. African elephants sleep less than any other mammal. They rest for only 2 hours each day, mainly at night. And otters, left, hold hands while sleeping, sometimes even in large groups, so they don't float away from one another while they snooze. Page 6. Your job, careers. Smile. Smiles help us connect and communicate. A dentist's job is to help you maintain a clean and confident grin. Power words for this article: pediatric, adjective, having to do with children. Residency, noun, an intensive training program for doctors. Your smile plays a big role in how you communicate. Smiles express a range of emotions, from joy to forgiveness to sarcasm. A dentist gives people a clean and confident smile so they can connect with others. What does it take to become a dentist? Time for Kids spoke to two professionals to find out. Meet the dentists. Annalisa Harden was drawn to dentistry by the flexible schedule and the chance to work with her hands. She went to dental school in North Carolina and has practiced pediatric dentistry there for more than 15 years. John DeLorme was a biology major in college. A close friend and mentor encouraged him to go to dental school. There, he fell in love with pediatric dentistry. He has been a dentist in Southern California for more than 25 years. 5 fast facts. Want to be a dentist? Here are some things Doctors Harden and DeLorme say it's important for you to know. There are many kinds of dentists. Most dentists are general or family dentists, but some focus on one type of care. For example, pediatric dentists only work with kids. Oral surgeons do surgery on the mouth, jaw, and face. Dentists spend a lot of time in school. They have 4 years of college and 3 to 4 years in dental school. If you pursue a specialty, you must also complete a residency, which typically lasts 2 to 4 years. It's a physically demanding job. Dentists are up and down all day. In school, they learn how to lean over and work properly so they don't hurt their neck, back, and wrists. Your body needs to be in shape in order for you not to burn out physically or get injured, DeLorme says. Dentists are detail-oriented. Many dentists will tell you they are perfectionists. We are working with very small measurements, Harden says. Being precise is important. Dentists work to educate their patients. A dentist's job is first to prevent and then to treat. Every patient is different and has different risk factors, DeLorme says. My job is to teach my patients what their risk factors are so they can make good decisions for themselves and do their best to prevent cavities. By Sarah Johnson. Your job. Find your future. Did you like learning about what it takes to be a dentist? Visit ti.me/health to discover other exciting careers in healthcare and health science, such as cardiologist, flight surgeon, wildlife health officer. Page 7 features pictures of the dentists at work and inset profile pictures. On the left is Dr. Annalise Harden. The caption reads, "Shadowing a dentist for a day in college persuaded Harden to pursue her career." On the right, Dr. John DeLorme. Math and science caught DeLorme's interest when he was young. At the bottom of the page, a dentist educating a young patient. The caption reads, "Educating patients. Pediatric dentists teach kids how to care for their teeth in order to prevent cavities." Page 8. Time off. Saving the world. Avatar: The Last Airbender is a new live-action show coming to Netflix on February 22nd. Based on a 2006 animated series, it follows Aang, the current Avatar, as he strives to master all four elements: air, water, earth, and fire. 12-year-old Aang is the last of the race of air nomads. With the world at war, he's been trapped inside an iceberg for 100 years. Just chillin', literally, says Gordon Cormier, above left, who plays Aang. He has a responsibility that he doesn't really want to take care of, but he finds out he has to. After being freed from the iceberg by two members of the Southern Water Tribe, Aang must learn the art of bending the elements with his new friends. It's up to him to unite the nations and bring peace to the world. Meanwhile, Princess Azula and the exiled Prince Zoku of the Fire Nation are determined to stop him. Gordon says he's hopeful the fans are going to love the show and what the cast has done with it. TFK Kid reporter Sophia Zhang. At the top is a picture of Gordon Cormier and two of his co-stars. At the bottom left is a picture of six Pokemon characters. The headline reads, New Horizons. Meet Liko, Roy, and their new Pokemon friends in Pokemon Horizons, the series. Liko and Roy attend school at Indigo Academy. All is well until the Explorers, a mysterious gang of bad guys, begin pursuing Liko for her pendant. This show marks a new chapter in the world of Pokemon. It introduces Pokemon's first female lead character. Liko is such an anchor to the series, Andy Gose told Time for Kids. He's a senior director at the Pokemon Company International. It's almost impossible not to connect with her. Pokemon friends will be happy to return to familiar settings and discover new ones. If you love adventure and watching characters grow, Ghost says, this is a must-watch. The adventure begins on Netflix on March 7th. TFK Kid reporter Dylan Patel. This has been Time for Kids, the February 16th, 2024 edition. I'm Jane Malucci for Chris.